Welcome to the recorded candidate interviews by the League of Women Voters of Portland. All the candidates running for this position in the primary election were invited to participate. We asked the candidates for the same office, the same questions, and included as many of the questions as time allowed.
This is Chris Covey with the League of Women Voters of Portland. You are watching the video voter's guide or listening to our podcast. We are here today to talk with candidates running in the May 17, 2022 primary election. All the candidates running for this position in the primary elections were invited by the League to participate. We asked the candidates for the same office, the same questions. The number of questions asked is determined by the length of a candidate's answers. In this process, we are grateful for the support of the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the Weiss Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. With me is Ashton Simpson, candidate for Metro Councilor District 1, which includes Eastern Multnomah County, including Gresham, Troutdale, Fairview, Wood Village, and parts of Northern Clackamas County. Welcome, Mr. Simpson.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for this position.
Absolutely. So I'm Ashton Simpson. I use he, him, his pronouns, and I'm the candidate for Metro Council District 1. I was born and raised in Houston, Texas, back in 85. So got a chance to grow up through the 90s in a very depressed neighborhood, impacted by drugs, gangs, everything under the sun, kind of pretty much what we're experiencing now in our community. Got a chance to leave, head off into the Air Force, where I was trained with the Army Corps of Engineers as a civil engineering technician, where I got an opportunity to travel globally, working at a number of bases from Minot, North Dakota, to Osan Air Base, South Korea, Aviano, Italy, and then finally Fairchild Air Force Base up in Spokane, where I retired back in 2015. Enrolled at PSU, Portland State University, to kind of bridge those skills that I had from construction, because I understood what it was and what it meant to be someone who was heavily involved in infrastructure and guiding those designs and build outs. But I really wanted to understand how we heal communities through, social infrastructure building and change. And so I enrolled at Portland State Community Development Program, graduated in 2017, didn't find work right away. So I ended up falling back on my construction background. I did a couple of years at Colas Construction. And then shortly thereafter, I moved on to the Rosewood Initiative at 162nd and Stark, where I worked on the ground with a lot of East Portland and outer East County residents to serve many needs. And then it takes me to my current role. Now I'm the executive director at Oregon Walks, where we advocate for everybody's right to roam and complete streets so that folks aren't being struck and killed as they move around on foot. And I'm running for this race because representation matters, number one. We haven't had a Black Metro councilor since Ed Washington. He was the first, and that was back in the 90s and early 2000s. Second, we have a host of issues that we have to address, from houselessness to the rise in gun violence and on our streets out here in East County, to how we stabilize climate, to how we provide more green spaces, get more folks off the streets and involved in urban forestry, in this trades through the career construction pathway program here at Metro. Another thing I'm really, really passionate about is housing, particularly transit-oriented development, which is housing located near and around transit lines, so that folks have access to get to jobs and get to education and the things that they need to uplift their lives. So these are all important things. These are a lot of things that are missing in this community, which is the reason we're experiencing a lot of the issues that we are now. And that's not to say that homelessness is only a problem here in District 1. It's in every part of our metro region, and we have to come together as jurisdictions to identify solutions and implement them so that We have safer streets for all of us, myself included. I have a 9-year-old son, young Black boy, soon to be a Black man in some years. And I'm really concerned about his future and what the decisions we make as adults, and what we're going to, the legacy we're going to leave behind for our kids. So that's why I'm running for Metro Council.
You're listening to the video voter guide interview and podcast of Ashton Simpson, candidate for Metro Councilor, District 1. Let's turn to one of the issues we've got in the campaign. What measures should be taken to help taxpayers understand how housing bond and supporting housing services funds are spent and whether outcomes meet goals?
Absolutely. So I believe in transparency, especially when we are utilizing taxpayer dollars. That's super important because that's all of our money pooled together to solve the issues and provide solutions and resources for those who cannot participate fully. So for me, making sure that, number one, we're having quarterly town halls and giving the community updates region by region, from region one through region six. That's the least we could do as counselors, as we use your dollars to make our community better and safer. Number two is having a real-time dashboard so that you can continue to see what's being built out and provided and how many folks we're pulling off the streets. That's super important. I mean, in all honesty, that it should be embedded in a lot of our government spending. It's called participatory budgeting. People should be involved and know. I mean, I know in this case, a lot of things have already been budgeted out due to previous commitments, but it's fair for community to make sure that they know what's happening with their tax dollars so that they can understand what improvements are being made. And if something isn't happening, we can go back to the drawing board and find some solutions.
All right. Last question. Are there any other issues you feel are important in this race?
Absolutely. So we have to, you know, pass a transportation measure next go round. The last one failed. I played a role in making sure that East County was represented on the local investment team, where we helped to identify the corridors that were on that measure. Unfortunately, it did not pass. And in that not passing, it made our streets a lot more dangerous. And it didn't help anyone at all. And it kind of set us back to square zero. So we have to make sure that happens. We have to modernize our transportation system, give folks transportation options, give them access to transit, access to bike lanes, access to closer employment and grocery stores and things that help, again, to uplift their lives, and making sure that there's adequate housing around, because that was one piece within that Metro measure, transportation measure last go around that I really loved, was the programmatic pieces, the anti-displacement pieces, the youth pass pieces. There were so many great components within that measure that would have helped uplifted our most vulnerable communities. Yet here we are in 2022, still asking for the same things out here this way. So really, really wanting to see that happen, because I know the benefit it will have on our communities out here.
Thank you, Mr. Simpson. This concludes our video voters guide and podcast interview of Ashton Simpson, candidate for Metro Councilor, District 1. Election day is May 17, Tuesday. Thank you for informing yourself about the candidates and for exercising your right to vote. For more information on the primary election in this race, visit our websites, vote411.org and lwvpdx.org. Thank you for your interest.
This interview was produced by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund and Metro East Community Media. Funding was provided by the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, Vernier Software and Technology, and the Sarah Fruing Memorial Fund. For more information on the primary election and this race, visit our websites, vote411.org and lwvpdx.org. Thank you for listening and for voting. Copyright 2022 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, licensed by Creative Commons.